record may be broken tonight in Northern California. Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants is on the verge of tying the all-time single-season record for home runs. That record, held for the last 3 years by Mark McGwire of the St. Louis Cardinals, is 70. Bonds hit number 69 yesterday. Joining us in the stands from Pacific Bell Park in San Francisco is NPR's Tom Goldman. Hi, Tom. What's going on there now?
It's a picture postcard day here in San Francisco, and I don't know what is more amazing, the scene inside the stadium where about 40,000 fans are waiting for Barry Bonds to hit a home run, or the scene outside the park beyond the right field wall where you have just wall-to-wall sailboats, canoes, kayaks. There's even a guy I'm looking at. He's straight out of Mark Twain. He's standing on a bunch of slats and pushing himself toward. Everyone wants to go retrieve the ball when Barry Bonds hits it over the right field wall. So there's a lot of excitement out on the water.
Well, Tom, 3 years ago, with a race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa to beat the home run record at that point, generated lots of excitement, but there's not so much excitement about this, or it hasn't gotten anywhere near as much attention. Why?
Yeah, that's a good point. Certainly after September 11th, everything in sports we are being told is true, is being put into perspective, even this glamorous home run record. But even before that, there was a sense that this all happened so recently. It was only 3 years ago that Mark McGwire did it. And there isn't the same buzz as when McGwire and Sammy Sosa were chasing a 37-year-old hallowed record at the time, held by Roger Maris and then Babe Ruth before him. And the last part is that Barry Bonds isn't widely loved, and the press hasn't fallen in love with him like they did with McGwire and Sosa.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Tom.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's Tom Goldman in San Francisco.